Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. We're starting about a third of the way into the Amud with Halacha Hey. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas, March Mirim Tarabas Yaakov Moshe Harnish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we'll keep discussing in Dalad Parshios Bishnia Zohar on the second week, which we had said just before in the Gemara, is referring to the week before Purim. So that's when we read Parsha Zohar. Bishlishis, the third, is Parah Aduma. And Bervias Chayshes Elohim. And Nebuchamishis on the fifth week, Chayshes and Kasidron, they go back to the regular Parshios, meaning regular Shabbos Parshios, nothing special. And now once we bring this up, says the Mishnah L'chom Afsikin, in regards to any special event, we're going to pause and not read the regular parsha of the week, rather read the special event of that week, namely Rosh Chodeshim L'Chanukah L'Purim, was Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, or when Purim, which we know can't fall out on Shabbos during the week, if it falls out on Monday or Thursday, we're not going to read the regular Monday Thursday parsha, rather the Purim parsha, and B'tanyos U'mamadosh U'mayim Kippurim, on public fast days, Mamadosh, which are the Yisraelim that correspond to Levim and Kohanim, they have a whole special thing that they do, which is discussed in Masechet Tainus at length, and in Yom Kippur, this is specifically referring to Mincha of Yom Kippur, we're not going to read the regular Mincha Parsha that we would on Shabbos, rather we read special Yom Kippur Parsha. Says the Gemara, Rabba tells us B'shem Rechia Barashi, in Mafsikin bin Purim L'Para, we don't make a break in Shabbosim in between Purim and Para. In other words, the Shabbos right after Purim, we're going to read Parsha's Para. If there's an extra week, so that's going to be the week after Parsha's Para, that's going to be blink and we're not going to read anything special then. Whereas Rabbi Levi says B'shem Rechia Bar Chanina, it's the other way around. In Mafsikin bin Para L'Chaydesh, no having a break Shabbos in between reading Para and Chaydesh, rather the break is going to be after Purim, before Para. Now Rabbi Levi further clarifies, Simon Hendilin Parshasa, the way to remember this is as follows, Bein HaKaisis Halalu, between these cups, Imritz Lishtes Yeshte, if he wants to drink, he could, whereas Bein HaShlish Lervi, Lo Yeshte, between the third and fourth, he can't drink. This has to do with the Dalad Kaisis, the four cups, on Lel Seder, then between the first and second cups, one's allowed to drink wine if he wants to, however, in between the third and fourth, he is not allowed to drink extra wine, and that's the way to remember the Dalad Parshas, namely, there's no break in between the third and fourth, Parshas Par and Parshas Chaydesh. Now furthermore, Rav Levi says, Rechon Bar Chanina, Bedin Hu Shetiktam HaChaydesh Lepara, really, Parshas Chodesh should be read before Parshas Para. Why is that? Shema Echad B'Nisan Hukam Mishkan. The first of Nisan is when the Mishkan was established. That's Parshas Chodesh. And Ubasheni on the second, meaning the day after the Mishkan was established, Nisav Ra'Para, that's when the Para Adum was burned. And the reason why we had to wait for Hakamas HaMishkan is because it says it has to be sprinkled Pesach Oil Ma'id at the entrance of the Oil Ma'id. So we first have to have an Oil Ma'id. We have to have a Mishkan before we do the Para. So V'Lom Parakademes, why is Parshas Para read before Parshas Chodesh? That's because Shita Rasan Shakal Yisrael, it's the Tahara of all Yisrael. The reason why I read Parshas Para is to remind everyone that Pesach is coming and everyone has to become Tahar, therefore we read it earlier rather than later. Now going back to the topic of the Mishnah, Yirmiah Safra, Shalah Rav Yirmiah, Yirmiah the Sefer or the Cheder Rebbe, as Rav Yirmiah, Rosh Chodesh Achalias B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, B'Mekarin, what's read? Do we push away Shabbos Kriya because it's Rosh Chodesh? So Amar Lei told him, Karin Rosh Chodesh, yes, we read Rosh Chodesh. And Rav Chalba, Kumi Rav Imi, he tells us, Masnisa Amar Kein, our Mishnah told us this. What did the Mishnah say? L'chol Mafsikin, we're going to pause the regular Shabbos Parsha reading for everything, L'Rosh Chodeshim L'Chanukah Purim. So the Mishnah tells Beferush that when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we're going to put aside the regular Shabbos reading and we're going to read Rosh Chodesh instead. Laman Alpha Beis on top, Yitzchak Schayer Shal Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitzchak Schayer asked Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Chanukah B'Makayrin. What about Rosh Chodesh Chanukah? What do we read then? So Amalei told him, Karn Shlosh Rosh Chodesh V'Echad B'Chanukah. Three Aliyahs are Rosh Chodesh and one of them is Chanukah. However, Pinchas quotes Rabbi Simon and Rav Abba Bar Zmina, Mati Bab Shem Rav Vod Mad Chayfa. Rav Abba Bar Zmina, he was inclined to say this in the name of Vod Mad Chayfa, that Karn Shlosh B'Chanukah V'Echad Rosh Chodesh. Three Aliyahs are Chanukah and one is Rosh Chodesh. Why is it in that order? That's to let you know that the only reason why we have the fourth Aliyah is because Rosh Chodesh. Because if it was just Chanukah, we wouldn't have four Aliyahs, it'd be only three. Therefore, in order to show everyone the reason why we have four Aliyahs is because of Rosh Chodesh, so the last Aliyah, the fourth one, is Rosh Chodesh. However, we have a question on this. Bar Shalem Yosifra, Shal Rav Mana, Hagatzmacha, think about it for yourself. Shachal Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, Aliyahs B'Shabbos. What about when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, B'lay Sheva Kriyan Inun? Aren't there going to be seven Aliyahs then? And are you able to say then that the only reason why we have the fourth Aliyah is because of Rosh Chodesh? No, we have seven Aliyahs because it's Shabbos. So the fourth Aliyah is not necessarily the indicator that it's Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, when it's just Chanukah Rosh Chodesh, we don't necessarily have to have the fourth Aliyah being the Rosh Chodesh one. And Amar Lehi told him, Vada Shilti the Sefer, that's a good question. Moving on to Halacha Vav, continue with this. The Mishnah tells us, B'Pesach, on Pesach, Karim Parshas Moedes, Shabbataras Kehanim, we read the special Parsha of Yom Tovim in Taras Kehanim, which is in Parshas Emor, and Batzaras on Shavuos, we read Shiva Shavuos, which is in Parshas Re'eh, and Rosh Hashanah B'Chadish Hashvi. On Rosh Hashanah, we read this in Parshas Emor, and B'Yom Kippurim, we read Achrei Mois, and B'Yom Tavarishin Shalchag, the first day of Sukkot, Karim Parshas Moedes, Shabbataras Kehanim, we read the Parsha of Yom Tovim in Vayikra, which again is in Parshas Emor, and Ushar Kalim Mesachag, all other days of Sukkot, Karim B'Karbonis Achag, we read about the Karbonis brought on that day of Sukkot. Says the Gemara, B'Atzaras Shiva Shavuos. Now, is Tanoi Tani, there are those that teach that B'Chadish Hashlishi, on Shavuos, we actually read Parshas Yisrael, which is Matan Torah. The Mishnah said, Rosh Hashanah v'chol Shavi. Now, it's the night of those that teach that instead of reading Parshas Emor, rather we read Vashem Pakad Sarah, which is Parshas Vayera, about Sarah giving birth to Yitzchak. And the Mishnah said, "Biyom Kippurim Achrei Mois and Biyom Tefurishin Shachag Karim Parshas Moedes Shabtaris Kehanim and Ushar Koyim Sachag Karim Karbanos Sachag." Now, this line of Gemara that we're about to read is actually going back to the previous Mishnah where we had said that by the Mahmadis we're going to read a special parsha and we're not going to read the parsha of the week. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says, "B'shir Rav Yosel Lamedcha, this is to teach you She'ena Oilam Oimed El Al Karbanos, that the world only stands on Karbanos." The Mahmadis is that very lashon of being mamed in a way of upholding the world, and so we read Parshas Karbanos then to show that the world stands on the Karbanos, namely when you bring Karbanos, and that's a kapara for Klal Yisrael, so the world is able to continue. And to Montanin, we learned in a mission over there, Maseches Avos, Shimon HaTzadik HaMishar Knesset HaGdayla. Shimon HaTzadik was from the remnants of the Knesset HaGdayla, who he used to say, Al Shlosh HaDvarim HaOlam Oimed, the world stands on three things, Al HaTaira, V'Al HaVoida, V'Al Gemilas Chasadim. Taira, Avoida, we know, is bringing Karbanos, and nowadays that's replaced by Tefillah, and Gemilas Chasadim doing Chesed. And Shlosh Dom Pasuk Echad, they're all in the same Pasuk. The first part of Pasuk tells us as follows, V'asim Dvar Beficha, I placed my words in your mouth. What's this referring to? Is it Talmud Torah? That's Talmud Torah, which is in the mouth. Then the pasuk says, "It would sell yadi kisisicha, with the shade of my hand I've covered you." Zug milas chasadim is referring to chesed. Lan beizam ralf on top. Lan metcha to teach you. Shekol mishu oisik b'torah milas chasadim. Anyone who's involved in Torah and chesed, zoicha leishah b'tzil shal kosh baruch hu. He's zoicha to be in the tzil, in the shade of Hashem. How do we know this? Hadayi dechse. That says in another pasuk. This is not the same one we've been quoting. This is a different one. It tells us, "My yakar chasuch alekim." How precious is your chesed, Hashem? Ubnei adam b'tzal k'nefach yachsoyun. And people, ben adam, they seek refuge in your shade. But the drasha is that if a person is involved in chesed, then they're in the tzel of Hashem, and that's like the original pasuk that we quoted, uvetzel yadi kisisicha, so that's referring to chesed. Now going back to the original pasuk, it says, lintoya shemayim v'lisod aretz, to plant the shemayim and to create a foundation for the eretz, ilo karbonos, that's a karbonos, which we had said before about the mamadis, that they cause the world to continue, they uphold the world, because they bring kapar for yidin, and that enables the world to continue. Now we just explain the conclusion of this pasuk, v'lemer letzion ami ata, and omer v'chino bar papa, chizarno akol amikra, we went through all pasukim, v'lemer letzion shenikru Yisrael Tzion, and we haven't found that the Yidden are called Tzion Elozeh, except for from this pasuk, V'lemer L'Tzion Ami'ata. So we see that Tzion over here is not referring to Eretz Yisrael or Yerushalayim, rather to the Yidden. We have one more Joshua from a similar Mishnah, Taman Tanin over there, we learned in a Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, he says, Al Shlosh HaDvarim Olam Oimed, the world stands on three things, Al Hadin, on judgment, V'al Emes, on truth, V'al Shalom, and on peace. And Shlosh HaDvar Echad Hein, really they're all the same thing, because Nasa Hadin, once there's a proper judgment, Nasa Emes, so the truth comes out, and Nasa Emes, once we have the truth, Nasa Shalom, so that creates peace. And Rav Mani tells us, Shlosh and Pasuk Echad, they're all in the same pasuk. The pasuk tells us, Emes u Mishpat, when there's Emes and Mishpat, Shalom shifti b'shareichem, Shalom judges or reigns in your gates and your cities. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin, continue with this discussion of which parshas are read in special days. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.